Which is more important to the panel, that they are British or that they are English, Welsh or Scottish?
Shirley Williams.
Oh, British. My admiration for the Scots and the Welsh is so great, as compared to the English, of which I'm largely one, that I would hate to be pushed back into just being English. I mean, let me just take a couple of examples. Education is close to my heart. There's no doubt that in the Celtic culture, education is more respected and admired than in the English culture. Secondly, I don't like class systems, and there's no doubt that Scotland and Wales are more democratic than England in that respect. And third and finally, although I have to repeat I'm mostly English, there's a certain kind of superiority, self-superiority about the English that I find quite hard to take. I'll get lots of letters.
Damien Green.
I'm proud to be Welsh. I'm proud to represent an English, indeed a Kentish constituency. I'm proud to be British. I'm pleased to be European. I think in the modern world, we all have a series of overlapping loyalties. And I think one of the things we've just been talking about, one of the most desperately sad, violent parts of the world, the Middle East, where people cling to their identities to the point, literally, of self-destruction. I think that not just in the modern world, but particularly in Britain today, many of us have overlapping and joint loyalties and pride in different things, and we should celebrate that.
But if
we should
you had to be on
we
your...
should not be sorry. Exclusive about it.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. But if Sue Lawley was dispatching you to a desert island, and it could either be an English island, a British island, or a European island, what would you plump for?
I plump for British. I am mostly British.
Thank you.
Well, of course, I must say to Damien that people tend to cling on very hard to their identities, and sometimes in a negative way, when those identities are threatened by other more powerful identities. I don't know quite what I am. I mean, in technical terms, in terms of blood, I'm half Welsh, quarter Scots, quarter Irish, and born in England, so heaven only knows what that makes me.